This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Masechta Yevamos, the best Masechta ever. Okay. I was in Philadelphia this Shabbos, and somebody from the Chavura, he doesn't come on the Shurim live, but he listens to the Shurim. He says, I want to thank you. I've been learning Yevamos, and I have to thank you, because when you said that it's a nest that we got up to Daf Nun Aleph, I feel it. It's mamish a miracle, and it gave me a lot of chizuk. So, okay. But I think after this, it's a little bit smoother. Daf Nun Aleph was a tough daf, but Daf Nun Beis is like a ben, banim lamakim, you know. Okay, here we go. Ketzad osa maimer. The Mishnah says azay. The Mishnah says, Ram Gamliel says there's no get after get, and there's no maimer, and there's no be after be, and there's no chalitza after chalitza. And the Chacham says there is get after get, there is maimer after maimer, and then the Mishnah says ketzad. So you would expect the ketzad would be discussing get after get, a maimer after maimer, and sure enough, it discusses a completely different case, maimer to the Yevimtai, and then Nosam La Get. That's not a case of Get Achar Get. It says Gemara, Hai Get Achar Get who? This is a case of Get Achar Get. Amar Rabbi Huda said, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Get Achar Get, O Maimer Achar Maimer. Kida Amram. The case of Get Achar Get and the case of Maimer Achar Maimer is as the Mishnah says, as we said in the Braisa, that how does Ram Gamliel say get achar get, a maimer achar maimer, but it's not really explained in the Mishnah. So in other words, the Mishnah is not coming to explain get achar get, a maimer achar maimer. But yavam echar v'yavama achas, one yavam and another and one yavama ketzad, what would a case be of mitzvahs hatarasan, where you need to release the yavama? So it says asa maimer. If you do maimer, the yevimtai v'nasan laget. If you do maimer to yevama and then you give her a get, the way to release her is tzrichei mena chalitza. Basically, it's just explaining that the Mishnah is not coming to be mevayer the case of get achar get and maimer achar maimer. It's trying to explain when you have one yavam and one yevama and you did certain procedures, how do you ultimately release her? So it's saying if you gave her a get, or if you did maimer, you need get and chalitza. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, if you gave her maimer, and then you had bia, that is the mitzvah of yivam. Asa maimer ubal harezu kemitzvasa. Says the Gemara, lema mesayi leil Rav Huna. Shall we say this is a raya to Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna, mitzvas yivama, mekadesh v'acher kach boya. Rav Huna said, the mitzvah of the Yavama is first you do Kiddushin and then you do Bia. So this Mishnah that says doing Maimer followed by Bia is the mitzvah, is a raya to Rav Huna, who says that the correct procedure is you do Maimer followed by, you do Kiddushin followed by Bia. So Gemara says, no, it's not a definitive raya. Ema af ze kemitzvasa. Say, even this is like the mitzvah. Ema say, avzek mitzvasa. This is also like the mitzvah. This is also like the mitzvah. Ema avzek mitzvasa. Say, this is also like the mitzvah. Meaning that you could be engaged in the bila straight, or you could do maimer followed by bia. That's also a mitzvah. Well, it says pshita. I mean, well, of course that's also a mitzvah. No, why would it not be the mitzvah? What could possibly be deficient in doing maimer followed by bia? Says the Gemara, sakadaita chamina, I would have thought, hoil de amar mar, since the master said, ha'oisa maimer b'yevimta, if you do maimer t'yivama, parcha himenu zikas yivamin, you cause the bond of yibam to fly away. And by doing so, v'chala alav zikas erasin unesuin, and the zika of erasin and nesuin is chal. So you would think that by doing maimer, you're actually removing the zika And then if you follow that with Bia, that's not a full-fledged mitzvah sibum. Im alav mitzvah kavod. Kamash malon, that no, that giving her maimer does not remove the zika, and it would still be a full-fledged mitzvah of yibum if the, when the maimer is followed by the bila. Gufa. We said earlier, Amar Rav Huna, mitzvahs yivamin mekadesh v'achakach boya. Rav Huna said the mitzvah of yibum, you do kedushin, and then you do bia. V'imbaal v'asa maimer kana. If you did bia, and then you did maimer, you're kaina. So Rav Huna said the mitzvah of Yibum is Kedushin followed by Bia, but if you did Bia and then you did Maimer, you're Kaina. It says Gemara, in Baal Va'asa Maimer, Pshita. Obviously if you do Bia followed by Maimer, you're Kaina. The Bia alone is Kaina her. Right? Pshita da Kanya V'Bia. You're Kaina with Bia. So of course, Bia followed by Maimer, you're Kaina. It says Gemara, La'ima, rather say, in Baal, Beloi Maimer, Kana. It means as follows. Bia without maimer, you're kaina. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says nothing. In other words, we're reading it as follows. Rav Huna says the mitzvah of Yivam is mekadesh v'chabayel. And Baal, without maimer, you're kaina. Says the Gemara, I v'hatanya loike. How could you say if you're Baal without Maimer, you're Koina, but we know you get Malkus for doing Bia. And Malkus, one would only be liable if they violate a Dairaisa. So that means if it's Asur Dairaisa just to do Bia, then how could you say Bia is Koina? In other words, like this, we're rereading the statement of Rav Huna that if you did Bia, we're rereading the statement of Rav Huna that if you did Bia alone, you're Kaina. So Gemara is asking, how could it be if you did Bia alone, you're Kaina? Because we know that one's liable to Malkus for just doing Yivam, just doing Bia to a Yivama. Now, if you're liable to Malkus, Rashi points out, you're only liable for Malkus for violating a Dairaisa. Now, if it's Taka Dairaisa to do Bia to a Yivama, if it's an Isra Dairaisa, why would you be Kaina? So Gemara says, no, makas marjus midrabanan. The is only makas drabanan to be kind of a woman straight up with bia, and the reason why you're a chayiv malkus is it's considered a lewd act to straight up be miyabim a woman just with bia. And therefore, post facto, if you did the bia, even though it's a drabanan, you would be kind of her. Why? Why is there an Isra Drabbanan? The Rav Mangid Man Mekashu Bia. Rav gave Malkus to someone who did Kedushin with Bia. Uman de Mekadesh Beshuka, or somebody who married a woman in the marketplace. In other words, you're walking down Avenue J. You're walking down Central Avenue, Main Street, and you see a guy, Ruvain bumps into some lady, and he does Kedushin on the street. That's considered a low act, even though he gave kesef. Uman de kadosh v'lo sheduche, or someone who does kedushin without making an arrangement, like I'm going to give you 6 sheep and you're going to give me 3 cows and I'm going to give you, you know, the arrangement. Uman de mevatel gita. Here's another thing: you send a shliach to give a woman a get, and then after you sent the shliach, you run after him and say, oh, the get's batal. So Rav gave Malkus to a guy who did that, because even though he's allowed to do that, but what if the shliach, after the husband was mevatal the get, gives it anyway, and the woman will never know. So Rav was very much against doing that. Uman de maser moidah agita. What is someone who gives a moidah on a document of divorce? It's like this. What's a moidah? You know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Dimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa Malamed Shekaf Aleim Har Kegigis V'Amar Lohem Im Mekablam Es HaTorah Mutav V'Im Lav Sham Teik V'Raschem. Basically, even though in Yeshiva they told you Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah willingly, the Gemara says, no, they shoved it down, Hashem shoved it down our throats. Amar Rabba Mikan Moida Rabba L'Oiraisa. From here is an app, a Moida is an opt-out clause. where when you're forced to do something, then that which has been imposed upon you is not really binding because you didn't want it. So let's say like this. There are certain times where the Rabbanan could force someone to give a get. However, even though they're allowed to force him, if he goes ahead and he sort of makes a formal statement, he gives a press conference. By the way, I want everyone to know, I was forced to give this get. So the get is still valid. The Rabbanim have the ability to force the get out of him. The only thing is, it looks like he's challenging the validity of the get, and Rav did not want that to happen. So someone who gives an unauthorized maida, in other words, he makes it known that he was forced, Rav would give malchus for that. Uman de paker shlicha de Rabbanim. We had this in Moed Katan. Someone who mistreats a shliach of Bezdin, Rav would give malchus to. Uman de shoy shamte de Rabbanim alei tosin yom v'loy asil beidin v'tor l'shamte. A guy's in cherem for 30 days and he doesn't come to the Bezdin to try to get the cherem off. It's like he's not scared of being in cherem. V'yachasna de dar b'vei chamui. And also a son-in-law that lives in his father-in-law's house, Rav would give malchus for that. Why? Because the mother-in-law is going to be suspected of impropriety with the son-in-law. So son-in-law cannot live in her mother-in-law's house. Again, this is from Erusin. Okay? So the Gemara asks the Dorin, the Chalaf Loi, only if he lives there and not if he passes by. But who the Chalaf above the Bechamu? But there was a guy who just merely passed by his father-in-law's house, the Nagdei Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes gave Malkus. Says Gemara, who made him have a Dayim Mechamse? That guy already was suspect from his mother-in-law, so that's why he got Malkus for merely passing by. Fine. Neherdoi Amri and Neherdoi, they said, Bekuloi Mangid Rav. In all the above cases, Rav did not give Malkus. Ella lemekadesh bebia, only someone who did kedushin with bia, and in addition to beloy shiduchi, without arrangements before. Vikad Amri, and some say afilu b'shiduchi, even if there were arrangements, nami Rav would still give malchus mishum pritzusa, because it is lewd behavior. Okay, now we're going to discuss what is maimer.
What was the problem being kainu, even though there's malchus? By chai de lab, you think it still be kainu? Kedushin is still chal by chai de lab.
Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "V'hatanya loike," a first narrow line. The Gemara in the Havamina thought it was Malkus da'iraisa. So Asi's asking, "Okay, very nice, it's Malkus da'iraisa, but why would that explain? Why would that make it that you're not koine? It's only chayvei lav." And Rashi says, "Ein Malkus abam el al devei Torah alma da'iraisa hi vechi amri kana." I hear. Good question. I mean, just because it's an Isser Da'iraisa, why would that affect the Kinyan? There's a cloud, Ko ma da amar rachmano loy savid I avid loy mahani, no? When the Torah says not to do something, if you do it, it doesn't work. So you're saying that doesn't apply by Kedushin? Because Kedushin is toifes to chayve lavin. Good question. Let me think about that. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad Maimar. What is the method of Kinyan Maimar? Nasan la Kesef. You give a woman Kesef, or you shove a Kesef, or you give her the equivalent of Kesef. And basically you say, Hariya mekudeshesli, uvishtar ketzad, how you mekadesh a woman with a shtar, meaning how do you do maimer with a shtar? Bishtar ketzad, says Gemara, bishtar ketzad? What do you mean, how do you mekadesh a woman with a shtar? Keda amron, like we said, by kedushin. The same way kedushe kesef works for maimer, so kedushe shtar should work. So which would be kasavla al hanayar, if you wrote on paper, oy al cheres, or on earthenware, afal pishem ashar pruta, even though the shtar is not worth a pruta, reyat mekudeshusli. Omar Abaye, hachi kamar. Abaye said this is the question. Not how you koine shtar with a yivama outside like a similar to maimer. No, shtar ksubas yivamin ketzad. How do you do shtar ksuba of a yivama? Meaning, what do you write in the ksuba? Kasav la ana pliny bar pliny. You write, I, so and so, the son of son and so, kabelas yas plinus yivimti. I accept plinus my yivama, alai upon me, lazon, to feed her, ulafarnasa, karayan, to support her properly. However, like we had earlier, uvavad shetehek subasa al nichse bala harishain, provided that the responsibility for the ksuba is on the first husband and not on the yavam. Meaning, we had earlier in the Gemara that when a man does yibam, even though he has to support his yavama, he does not take responsibility that if he were to die, she would be fed from his estate. Why? Because this guy didn't choose to marry her. Min hashamayim, they gave her to him. So he'll feed her as long as he's alive, but she's not going to feed off his estate. She then goes back to the estate of the deceased. So, uvavad provided she takes subasa al nichse bala rishon, that her ksuba is the responsibility of the first husband. The ilesla me rishon, if the first husband does not have property, takinula rabbanon misheni, the rabbis enacted that you get it from the second one, the second husband, kidei shaloi tehe kala be'inav lahitzia, so that it would not be light in his eyes to divorce her. In other words, at the very least, he does take the responsibility that if the first husband did not have money, did not have an estate, then he'll take responsibility upon his demise. Very interesting Gemara now. Abaye asked Rabba, Nasan lo get, if he gave her a get, Va'amar, and he said, Hareat migureshes hemeni, you are divorced from me, vi'iat muteres l'chaladam, and you are not mutter to everyone. Mahu, what's the halacha? Abaye asked Rava, he gave her a get, and he said, you're divorced from me, but you're not mutter to anybody. What's the halacha? Now, if somebody says that to their wife, it's not a get. She's not divorced. But the question is, in this case, if he gives a yavama a get and you said, you're divorced from me, but you're not mutter to anybody, is that a get in a sense that you can't do yibum to her? We know that once you give a woman a get, you can't do yibum because kivan shalai bana shuvla yivna. But this is not a real get. So by giving her this fake get, where you're saying, you're divorced from me, but you're not mutter to anybody, does that now disqualify him from doing the mitzvah of Yibam? He says the Gemara, get Yivama derabbananhu. The get to Yivama is only work on, it only works on a rabbinic level. Get Yivama derabbananhu. The get of Yivama is derabbanan. Get the mahani beishasish, mahani beYivama. So maybe a get that works for a married woman works by yavama, but a get to loymani beishas, a get that would not work for a married woman, loymani beyavama, would not work for yavama. Oy dilma, in other words, the concept that a get works by yavama, the whole concept is drabanan. Why should a get work? Doesn't make sense, right? To borrow my analogy that I'm enjoying very much, that the same way if you give a woman a porcupine, it does not accomplish anything. If you give a get to Yavama, it's like you gave her a jelly bean. What does a get do to Yavama? She's not your wife, she's your Yavama. But, so the Rabbanon were misakin that a get works, but maybe only a get that works for a married woman works for Yavama. Or is it that we might get confused and say, if this get doesn't do anything, a real get won't do anything? You might come to mix it up with a regular get. So this was the question that Abaye asked Rabbah, and according to some Gersois, Amarle Rabba said, Cheshina Damasa Chufi Begita. We taka afraid you're going to confuse this get with a regular get, and therefore you cannot do Yibam following such a get. Maskefla Rabba Bar Chanan. Rabba Bar Chanan had the following question. Elameyata Banao. Yahivla niyara ba'alma hachanami de pasla. Wait a second. You're saying that now you give this bad get to the woman, you can't do yibam because you're going to confuse it with regular getin. Well, what if you handed an empty paper to the woman? Could you also not do yibam? Let's say you handed a woman a piece of paper. It says get. So she said, what should I get? He said, I don't know, get whatever you want. Ah, very funny. Let's say he handed her a piece of paper. Will this disqualify her from Yibam? So Amar Lei, Rava said back, Hasam Lei Pasal Bakuna. There, if you hand her a regular piece of paper, it doesn't disqualify her from Kahuna. Hacha Ka Pasal Bakuna. This would disqualify her from Kahuna. D'Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Ve'isha Gerusha Me'isha Lo Yikachu. And a woman who's divorced from her husband, you cannot take. Meaning, if you give a woman a regular piece of paper, that doesn't passel her to kahuna. And therefore, if you give a yavama a piece of paper, you could still do yibam. But here, when you give her a document of divorce that says you're divorced from me, but you're not mutter to anybody else, you aser her to kahuna, because the pasuk that says a kohen can't marry a grusha, it says isha grusha me isha layikachu. When a woman is divorced from her husband, you can't take her, which indicates afilo leinisgarsha ela me isha. Even if she's only divorced from her husband, layikachu, you cannot take her. Behainu reyach haget, that is what we call the fragrance of a get, shapoisu b'kahuna, that disqualifies by kahuna. So if it's a kind of get that it would disqualify a woman for kahuna, namely if you give her a get that says you're divorced from me but you're not mutter to the world, that in fact, the Gemara seems to be saying, would render her unfit for yibam. But just to give her a piece of paper that doesn't make her pasul kahuna, that would not disqualify her from later performing yibam. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, have a terrific evening. Bracha v'hatzlacha. And have a good one. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.